Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It is Foodie and Fun Friday Talk. I'm solo right now. Not quite sure if Cousin Linda will join us or not. One reason I scheduled a little later for her, but we will modify the schedule next week. We will have a few morning shows. I know many of you abroad love it, the morning schedule, when I scheduled the Central, early morning Central Standard Time, because it's usually noon and afternoon or late night abroad. So we will have a few early morning shows on next week. So those of you that are in the 5 a.m. club, hey, it will be a fun week. You know, we did say that that schedule would be like the summertime schedule for the month of July, and we extended it to Cousin Linda, you know, for her availability and so on. So we're going to modify the schedule. So everything is going to be scheduled over the weekend for next week and for September. So, again, thank you for joining Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And so we're talking food. Call in, chat. Oh, Cousin Linda's with us, because we're talking recipes today, and of course, all other foodie and fun Friday talk. So Cousin Linda is with us. I was beginning to think of maybe I would be solo, because I'm like, okay, you guys call, but still call us. This is a 45-minute show, and I am very happy that you all could join us on this show, on this broadcast today, this evening, late night, early morning. It's Saturday in some places, so just happy weekend to many of you. A big shout out to the top listening countries, our Native America, Turkey, Canada, Bangladesh, Brazil, Finland's number three, Romania, China, and all. I want to ask Blog Talk Radio if they could show us the states in America, like we can see the countries on our stats that listen. So I would love to know the states that listen. But a big shout out to all 50 states, everyone listening around the world, even those out in the galaxy, researching and doing their thing. Just thank you. So, again, we're going to talk recipes. I hope Cousin Linda shares that potato salad recipe again with us. And I will share this batter that my late mother was the co-producer. She loved you all, the listening audience, so much. And Cousin Linda was one of her favorite nieces. I know we talked about favorites, but I think we all are favorites for a certain reason, you know, because if I say Cousin Linda was her favorite or one of her favorites, another niece or cousin would say, I was her favorite. And our Aunt Chris, when I would go visit her at the nursing home, I would say I was her favorite. But I know Cousin Linda, Cousin Sharon, you know, they definitely were like top tier also. But we all are favorites. But seriously, when Cousin Linda and I say we're each other's favorites, we are each other's favorites. We're telling the truth about that, no joke. This to talk recipes is very. Everybody have a recipe that they can talk about or something that they love somewhere in their family to cook or a friend or a coworker. Some of you have recipes and you don't even realize it. You're like, oh, I do know a recipe. Because some people might say, oh, I don't know any recipes. And then when you think about it, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I've watched my mother. I watched my wife. I watched my husband cook this or cook that or whatever. But I'm going to stop running my mouth. I'm going to again, like I always do, provide you all with the email address, kultreshokent_beth@yahoo.com. kultreshokent_beth@yahoo.com. And those that like to send financial donation support to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports right here at Blog Talk Radio, and it definitely go straight back into the show. Oh, a big shout out to T-Mobile too. Thank you that my service is still on. Thank you all. I hope you all become our sponsor. Honestly, and anybody else is interested in becoming a sponsor, please let us know. And those of you that are interested in being guests and oh, like your music played, just let us know. The Cash App, $BETHBTRUKULTRESHOK. $BETHBTRUKULTUR. Let me start that over. I'm tickle pink for a reason, y'all, and I'll tell you why once we start talking about Cousin Linda. $BETHBTRUKULTUR-ESHOK. $BETHBTRUKULTUR-ESHOK. That's the Cash App. Thank you all so much again. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday. Today is our late cousin Trent's birthday. So we're sending our late cousin Trent happy birthday wishes to heaven and to all of you that are celebrating so many birthdays today. On my Facebook page, so many birthdays this week and last week and the end of the week. So happy birthday. Our August birthday month is almost over, you all. So let's have fun with it. Then September, Cousin Linda's birthday will be coming up in November. So again, thank you for tuning in and let's talk recipes. Beautiful music, Walk Alone. Yes. So, Cousin Linda's on, and let's talk with Cousin Linda. How are you, Cousin Linda? I almost mentioned your good news, but I left it for you.
Oh, that's okay. I'm fine. I think I'm coming down with a cold. I've been sneezing, and feel some kind of little scratchiness in my throat. That's usually how my colds get started. I hope it's not a cold, though. When I went to that school Wednesday, it was freezing cold in the teacher lounge.
That was a question I wanted to ask you. How was the central air? I figured it was cold in there.
Yeah, those buildings are usually cold, but it's usually all of them. At this particular school, it's just the teacher's lounge. It's like 25 or 30 degrees in there, and the classrooms are kind of warm. So I think maybe that temperature did something to me, because right now I could have had runny nose, but I took some cold capsules. So I'm going to try I am going to the doctor on myself over the weekend, because I was fortunate enough to get an assignment for all of next week. I don't know. It seems like I ought to be wearing winter clothes up in there. I mean, that break room is freezing cold. But other than that, the school's okay.
Good. Well, we're praying to reverse that cold.
Yeah, that's why I was on prayer line this morning talking about cover me or pray for me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet.
That must have been what he was praying about that he's seeing in your chest. That was that cold. Because I was wondering, I was like, what's going on in her chest? Duh. that question answered. That's that flame in your throat, in your chest, he could see. So it probably turned around. Right. So because I'm like, what's going on in her chest? So that answered that question. That's where that cold started.
Excuse me.
Oh, you really are, and you rarely get sick.
And I don't think I would have got this cold if I had gone over to that school Wednesday, but I'm glad I had the opportunity to go. I'm not complaining.
Me too. And I had mentioned to the listeners that we'll modify the schedule, because we did say we were doing this modified schedule in the summertime, and that you won't, you know, it'll be modified. So we'll do some mornings, and maybe, I don't know, because I guess it's a rush for you to come in at 4 o'clock or 4:30.
Yeah, this school is, you know, like I said, a good distance from where I live.
Right.
And traffic is horrible. And the traffic at these schools is just terrible, because you have these parents lined up to pick their children up. And, oh, my goodness, it seems like it might be 60 cars out there at one time. And it's not just a school where I sub. It's most of these little elementary schools and stuff. Because this school where I am now is, I guess, like middle school, I was telling you. They have 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th graders and up to seniors. And there is an elementary school right next to it. And that's mainly where the cars are. So I guess parents are picking up their little kids. And I thought the buses would alleviate all these problems, but I don't know if the schools don't furnish bus service for children or if the parents don't want their kids bus. But I know it's just cars lined up. But they get off early on Friday. Yeah, so that was why I was able to get on the show, because they get off early, and then the students were going somewhere to some something event or whatever, and so I actually got to leave even earlier. I think I got off about 45 minutes early today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. But, and then, well, I was wondering, where were you this morning? I was surprised to hear your voice, like 7:30. Where were you when you... Because I'm like, the school teacher, don't you supposed to be in your classroom? I'm like, when I heard a school teacher after me, I'm like, wait a second. Is she in her car? Yeah. Is she in a class? Where is she?
On the parking lot. Yeah,
I said it must be. I said you must be in your car.
Yeah.
But you know, Missionary Bolden has a school, and she does something with schools. And a lot of times, she's in classrooms when she's on.
I kind of thought she had a school. The way she talks, is it what, preschool, daycare, or something like that?
Daycare with their church. She and her husband have a church, Tabernacle Ministries, and they have daycare, have preschool, and then she does something with school systems where she travels and goes on assignments to different schools in different districts throughout the state of Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it is. But she does something, you know, to make sure, I guess, the curriculums are legit.
Yeah, maybe that they pass inspection or whatever.
And I know she talks a lot about the kids passing their tests. You know, I'm so glad for you. The administrator was like, we're not letting her go.
I think they're just desperate. I think that's what it is. Because she was asking me if I could in algebra. They need evidently a math teacher. And I was just honest, no. No, I am not. So she told me that was okay to come on anyway if I was available for all of next week. And I said, well, yes, I'm available, but now I can't do math, even though one of my long-term.
But that's what you're going to teach next week.
I'm not teaching
anything. They definitely will be teaching themselves. Yes, algebra and calculus, those are not mine. Now, basic business math, I can do.
No, I can't do any of them. And I did have a long-term assignment at one of the other schools a couple of years ago, and it was algebra. I don't know why they're always trying to stick me in math classes, my worst subject, but I did long-term.
Wow.
In algebra, but they had a regular teacher, and she would, you know, do the problems and print up the worksheets and all that kind of stuff, and the kids that were going to do the work did it, and the ones that were not going to do their work, they didn't. But anyway, enough about me. Ooh, you want to go ahead and talk about the recipes?
About the who?
Recipes. I thought today was recipes.
Yes. It's our foodie and fun Friday talk. Oh, I did. Before we get into the recipes, I told listeners yesterday that you probably was going to wait to tell us about your response from, what is it, the Lux?
The what?
The response from the restaurant that you and your friends dined at this past Saturday. You tagged me on a response, and you told the listeners about your experience this past weekend.
Yeah.
So how did you give them a review, like directly on their website, or did they hear about your comments on Facebook?
I did it on Yelp, and I guess Yelp forwarded the information to them, and it was just an apology from the owner. I think this guy said he was the owner. And next time to please ask to speak to a manager, and he was just so sorry my friends and I had a bad experience, and didn't really seem like a true apology to me. It was kind of like, okay, so you had a bad experience. And I was saying to myself, and you really think that there will be a next time? No, we're not ever coming back to your restaurant.
I didn't know if they had heard it on the podcast or had seen your Facebook page, because I know I mentioned Yelp, and you mentioned something about some restaurants too, people on Yelp.
They do, but I told the truth on this one, and I really gave a scathing review, but Yelp would not publish that one. They rejected it. And so I had to, like, just really, really, really tone it down and just did a generic review.
Uh-huh.
Now, I gave a scathing review for this restaurant that was in Addison some years ago called Buttons. And that was the chef slash owner last name Buttons. And he has a restaurant, one in Fort Worth, but I went to the one in Addison. And it was just horrible, horrible, horrible. The service was bad. The food was bad. Everything was bad. And so I gave him a real bad review on TripAdvisor. And TripAdvisor contacted me, said the owner wanted to get in touch with me, and could they give him my contact information? And I said yes. And so he called me on the phone, and I told him what had happened. And he said, well, he even had a restaurant in Las Vegas, and he was, I think, a world-renowned chef, and he really prided himself and blah, blah, blah. And so I was just listening to him, and so he said, if I give you a $50 gift certificate, will you come back and give me another chance? And I said, yes, I will. So when I went back, and I took a friend of mine with me, and I thought the food was just fabulous, and service had really improved and everything. And so he came out to the table to ask me if everything was okay. And I told him, yes, it was excellent. Everything had improved. I had no complaints. And to me, that is how you make it right with the customer, because I went to the restaurant again after that. But if you just send me a little old generic email talking about I'm sorry and next time ask to speak to a manager, well, I don't think you want my business. But now if you give me a $50 gift, I mean, you don't even have to give me a gift card. Just really apologize and say, well, may I call you and talk to you and find out exactly what happened? Why do you feel this way? But I felt like he just didn't give a hoot. Okay, so you had bad service, you know. Let's just move on. So we will not be going back to Grand Lux Cafe, restaurant, or whatever at the Dallas Galleria on Dallas Parkway in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, you're giving out the, look, you're giving out all the information, spilling all the tea.
Yes.
So didn't he say it would be complimentary or free? Yeah, he should have said, he should have said this is on the house. Because, yeah, what you had shared with us, he should have said this would be complimentary.
Yeah, he should have done something. Like I said, you know, I'm not expecting a $50 gift card or
complimentary,
anything like that.
A complimentary meal to keep you as a customer would have been worth it.
A complimentary cocktail, something.
Right.
To let me know that you really do appreciate my business and you're sorry I had that bad experience. But I guess he has enough business until he doesn't have to do anything.
But some people have listened to this podcast, read their review, and word of mouth, some people will decide to go somewhere else.
Yeah, when I started my career in customer service, I was told that when people are satisfied and happy and they like the service, they usually tell one or two people. But when they're mad and don't like service or think they were not treated fairly, they tell 10 to 12 people.
Right.
And that's the way it is, yeah. So when you have a bad review, I mean, you're telling everybody, anybody within earshot and anybody who will listen. It was horrible. Don't go there. Don't use that service or that product or whatever. But I'm that if I get good service, I really do give good reviews. I'll go online and write reviews and let people know this is a great place, service is good, and whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I do both. I give, if service was bad, I'm going to give you a bad review, and if service is good,
right,
I'll give you a great review.
Right. I'm the same way. Right. But you're right. We have 20 more minutes. So, and it almost wasn't the show because I sat down to watch the news and just to meditate before the show. And at 4:20, my niece Nicole blew her horn. It woke me up. I had dozed off. And I am so glad that she blew her horn. And I'm, she had come to pick up something. And I'm like, she out there blowing her horn like Aunt Christine, late Aunt Christine used to blow her horn. And I'm like, wait a second, what is going on? And I grabbed what I needed to grab and handed it to her. And I'm like, I was dozing out. She was like, I run the doorbell and knocked on the door. I was like, I did not hear anything. I heard anything. I thought I was dreaming. But so I'm glad that she blew her horn. I'm like, it's time for Cousin Linda and I to host the podcast. I'm so glad you run the doorbell. And I had two tickets for the Emmett. It's Emmett Till weekend, you all, those of you that can make it to any of the three-day events. Because I had free tickets. If I had known she was coming through, I would have invited her. I had mentioned it to another friend, and I thought about inviting my brother to this private screening. And the Till family will be present. For those of you that are headed to the private screening of Till, big shout out to you. Have fun. I don't like to say fun at events like that. Have
no.
What's the right word? What's the right word? Because this is, to me, it's still heartbreaking. 68 years later, so they call it celebrations, but to me, not celebrations. Just like Mega every weekend. It might be celebration, but it's not celebration too. You know.
Mm-mm. No, a somber occasion.
What?
Remember.
Right. Right. So but tomorrow and Sunday, they're literally following the trails, and I know. Oh my God! Seeing the film, that's a free event. The other events are $35, but they're worth it. But some things I just cannot take. You trace the steps on tomorrow and on Sunday. But I would love for you and your cohorts from the Civil Rights Movement to come together and talk with us. Do some meetings and some events and talk with us in person, because the stories you share with us are just amazing. I know we're supposed to be talking about recipes, but I'm just thinking we should have events based on what you experienced also.
Okay.
I mean, the events that we have are on a whole another level, but they should be, like, you know, more intimate. I guess that's I know that's the word. We need more intimate events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anybody who participated, and I don't know if that's the right word, or who was involved
right.
civil rights activities with me who is still alive. I'm sure there are, but you know, people that I was in direct contact with, I can't think of any of them that I'm in contact with. And a lot of them have passed.
Because you were the older people, and that says a lot about you. You were a lot of the true, true leaders, a lot of the older people.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But you told me you seen children younger than you there. And that was a wow.
Yeah, there were children way younger than I was, because I was 14 when I went to jail. Yeah. But I think I was 13. When we started going to the mass meetings.
Mm. And you all were in trouble because you didn't have a permit for a parade. Is that what you said?
That's what they charged us with, parading without a permit. It was just like being on a picket. Some people had signs, and we were on the side of the street, out on Lynch Street, and supposedly that was a parade. And the attorney, famous black female attorney, Constance Baker Motley, was defending. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she came to Jackson and if she was responsible for defending us, but one of my friends at the time said when she got in court, she was saying, how could that have been a parade? There were no bands, no instruments, no majorettes. Yeah. But still, you know, our records were expunged and all that. But, yeah, that was my crime. I don't know about some of the other people. But those mass demonstrations like we were having, our crime was supposedly parading without a permit.
Wow. Do you all hear that? You all hear that? That is something. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Speechless. Right. And we talked about Ferris Street next last Sunday. So this Sunday, I'm glad you mentioned Lynch Street. And lo and behold, you have stories, not just good times, but stories from your days of marching Lynch Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, wow. It's nice back on it, but it wasn't when we were out there. I mean, it was hot as I don't know what, and then to get corralled and slung up in a garbage truck.
Yeah, because mom, did my sister Diane participate? Because mother said Diane never participated. She said she would ask Diane if she was going to join you, and Diane would say, I'm not getting out there.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's my mom said she used to ask her, are you going out there with cousin, with Linda and whomever else? And said Diane would respond, like, I'm not going out there. I guess she don't want to go to jail.
I don't know. I was the only one in the family who did, you know, who went to jail. Now, my mother and my stepfather, like I said, we went to all the mass meetings.
Uh-huh.
But as far as jail, nobody else in our family went to jail except me.
Wow. Now, you told a story that Doris' husband, Tommy Lee, or my brother-in-law, Tommy Lee, saved your life on the back of the garbage truck.
Yeah, Doris, cousin Doris' husband, Tommy Lee.
Yeah, wow.
Yep, because I would have been, I'd have been swinging like Tarzan, honey. I was hanging on to a rope. Yeah, everybody else, they had benches in there, you know, like stationary benches. I think they had nailed them to the floor. And everybody was sitting down. And I was the last person to get on the garbage truck. And I had to stand up. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? Saw that rope hanging from the top of the truck. And so I was hanging on to it. And when the driver cranked the truck, it jerked. And I was about to go fly the back of the truck, and Tommy Lee grabbed me by the waist and held me in there until we got down to the Coliseum. And I don't think I've ever had a chance to tell him thank you.
Wow. Well, hopefully they're listening to the show. I definitely, post and you talk about it, so hopefully they listen. Wow, that is something. That is, and see, that, I know we're getting to the recipes, you all, but that's humane in itself, putting children on the back of a truck, then the way you all were put in the livestock. A garbage truck. Wow.
Well, you know, the other race didn't consider us human anyway. We were 3/5 of a human. And to me, that was kind of mild compared to Mayor Alan C. Thompson's orders to shoot to kill. We were planning on protesting on Capitol Street downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you about Mayor Alan C. Thompson's Thompson Tank. I even posted a picture of it on Facebook. It was something that the military, I don't even think the military had anything that that sturdy or strong. I can't think of the right words, but it literally was a tank. And they had like little things in the tank where they had, I don't know if these were machine guns or, but anyway, some kind of high-powered weaponry. And he issued orders to shoot to kill if any N-words were caught on Capitol Street after 5 p.m. His orders were shoot to kill. And that was darling, I don't think you should go. Darling, please don't go down there. And I said, you don't have to worry because I know he ain't lying. He ain't playing. Couldn't say lying. He ain't playing. He meant every word, shoot to kill. And as nobody went. Nobody in the movement went down there because he was not playing.
Wow. Wow. Woo.
I'm going to see if I can.
You all know we can go on and on when we get on that topic. Wow. But I'm sure we'll talk more about that on Sunday. Wow, that is. And then it seemed like a lot of stuff replaying itself now. That's what's shocking to me.
But worse now, in my opinion, what we went through is mild, in my opinion, to what people go through now. I know that might be hard to believe, but I think we were better off. Because black people like to think that integration was the be-all, end-all. They think that once we were allowed to go to white establishments or, you know, be in the presence of white people, that seems to have been the ultimate goal. But what I was fighting for was not that. It was to no longer be a second-class citizen, not to have to go to the back of the bus or not to have to drink out of rusty water fountains, and when you go to the service station to be able to use clean restrooms, or when you rode Greyhound and Trailways bus, you weren't treated like you were a fifth class citizen or something. You know, we wanted human dignity. We wanted the rights that were owed to us. And to be able to work for companies, spend our money, but we were not allowed to work. And that was like the utility companies, the telephone company, the light, gas, and water companies. You know, we paid bills too, but those jobs were not available to us. That's what we actually were trying to fight for. But somehow that just escaped the people who actually benefited from our efforts and what we were doing. But I have had a few young people, I mean, I could count them on one hand, who said, "Ooh, Miss Linda, thank you so much. You know, I'm standing on your shoulders and our ancestors' shoulders." Because when I tell them these things, they're like, "I don't think I could have done that. If I was there, I would have been afraid." Some things you just don't think about.
I would have been afraid or act a fool. And acting a fool, I would have been in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you'd have got beat. You'd have been clubbed over the head in no time.
Oh, my God.
They might would have put, you know, sicked a dog on you. You didn't.
When you mentioned the tank, I started thinking about the dogs. So Thompson was behind those dogs. Mother used to share stories with me regarding those dogs. And she said one time they sent the dogs in Lanier, and the students killed one of the dogs. She said, don't mess with 833. Don't mess with those Lanier students. She said some of the students killed one of the dogs.
Yeah.
Don't mess
yeah,
with
we
you.
We walked out of class one day, the whole school, and my cousin Doris participated in that, and I guess it was because the whole school participated.
Uh-huh.
And that national news, too, because when we came out, I saw local cameras, but if I'm not mistaken, it did make national news. I guess the local stations fed it to the national station.
Wow. So
you're
probably in some archives. Wow.
Archives.
Walking out the courtroom, right. Wow.
I remember cousin Doris and I were in the car with this former student, Myrtis Gregory. And I don't know
mm-hmm.
where we were going. It was after the walkout. And somehow we ended up in the car with Myrtis. And this cop was telling her that she couldn't go in the direction she wanted to go. And she was trying to explain to him why she was going that way. And he took his billy club and hit the car. So she backed up, and I can't remember what all happened, but I know she didn't go where we thought we were going because he took that billy club and hit the car. So we faced billy clubs, dogs, and fire hoses.
Oh.
And if you've seen what a fire hose do, you know, you probably have seen some of that footage on TV.
Woo!
I never.
Those are like some powerful fire holes. We need those kind of for the kind of fires we have. Yeah, those fire holes look very powerful.
Yeah, they were. But fortunately for me, I never had to experience anything like that.
Thank God.
Even though our late
going to jail was enough, I could barely hear your stories going to jail.
Our late Uncle James told me he used to brag to his friends that his niece had faced fire hoses and that they had put the fire on me and sick the dogs on me. I said, James, that didn't happen. He said, yep, I told my friends it happened. He was so proud of me.
What did happen was a lot. You see how I am, like, let's share this story because, ooh, Lord.
You know, we didn't even think about it. You know, we didn't think we were making history or anything like that because
I know
my stepfather would have been out there with the camera. It was just the movement. It was just that happened. Because, you know, he took his camera everywhere and was always taking candid shots. And whenever he would come to somebody's house, they'd start running. I know he's going to take my picture. I know he's going to take my picture.
You know, and I remember that about him. He would have that camera around, but he would have that camera with the hung around his neck. I remember that. I can see that.
And the camera with the flash and the flash bulb. And I was just the opposite. Take my picture. I've always been a ham when it comes to a camera.
Right.
These kids today, I mean, they have pictures of when they're in the womb. You know, what do they call them? Sonograms? And that's what I always wanted. At the time of my conception, on up every day of my life, up till, you know, whenever.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have that technology when I was coming along. But thank God we had Kodak cameras.
Yes, indeed. So, wow. So we do have 15 minutes to talk about recipes. The live streaming is stopping from anybody who wants to call us. They only have a couple minutes to get their call in. But, good times. As a matter of fact, I have a picture of you I'm going to post when we get off the air. Do you want to start with the recipes? Where is that picture? There's a picture of Uncle Ben and I at Lakeshore Park. There's a picture of you in our front yard on 630 Scott Street. What was then Whitfield Mill Road. I'm going to post it when we hang up off air. You have on a beautiful green suit. Green suit with your fro. You're standing in front of our beautiful dogwood tree. that we had on Scott Street.
Yeah. So are we talking recipes?
Sometimes I can see the year. You like you were saying, those Fox photos and Kodak pictures, I love it. They always have the imprint of the year in the back.
Mm-hmm. It was like February.
I can see the year.
Yeah, February 1954 or March 1961.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is like maybe like 73, something like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so we have 14 minutes to talk about recipes.
Okay, I was going to give a shout out to Charlie the Cook Andrews of New Orleans, Louisiana. That guy cooks everything imaginable. And I posted a bunch of these, and I tagged you because I used to look at him all the time. And then
I've been intending to check him out because we talked about him a couple months ago. So tag me again after the show so I can check him out.
Okay, yeah. Well, for your listeners, it's Charlie, Charlie, the Cook Andrews, New Orleans cook, everything from scratch. And you wanted my potato salad recipe?
Yes. And listeners, too. So listen in, listeners, or listen to the show again, get your notepad out, or put your recorder up to the your listening device.
Okay, and I'm not going to give like a half a cup of this and two-third cup of that because I don't measure when I make potato salad. So I'll boil 2 to 3 medium-sized russet potatoes, depending on how much potato salad I want. And you cook them to the tenderness that you desire. Some people don't like mushy potato salad, or the kind that you can scoop up with an ice cream scoop. It just depends on the texture of the potato salad. I like mine firm. So peel the potatoes, you know, wash them first, peel them, chop them up, put some salt in the water that you're going to boil them in. And when they have the tenderness that you want, then you pour the water off, put them in a colander, and let them cool. And once they're cool, chop up as much onion as you like, bell pepper, and celery. Boiled eggs. I don't like egg yolks, so I just do egg whites, but most people like the egg itself. So as many boiled eggs as you think you want, and mayonnaise to hold it together. I use a little mayonnaise because I don't like it. And then I like French's mustard in mine. Some people use Dijon mustard. I use French's mustard in my potato salad. And just mix it all up until you get the consistency that you want. And then I like sweet relish in my potato salad. Some people like dill, or either you can cut up some little
sweet gherkin.
I like the sweet relish or sweet gherkins. We used to call them sweet pickles. Put that in there, mix it. And once you have all of your ingredients combined and mixed thoroughly, you put some boiled egg slices on the top, a few olives and pimentos, and then you sprinkle some paprika on there. And I forgot to say you put all this in the bowl. And once you have all your ingredients combined and you have your boiled eggs on the top and your olives and your pimento and your paprika, cover your potato salad and let it chill for at least 4 hours, and that's it. Oh, and I found that recipe for vanilla wafer cake, and I tagged you on that one.
Okay.
I don't have it in front of me. I was wondering, how did you make a vanilla wafer cake? What they do, rather than using flour, you use vanilla wafer, and you I don't know the word. You put them in like a food processor and turn the vanilla wafers into like cornmeal. And that is what you use instead of flour, and shredded coconut and pecans. And some people put
I recall using the vanilla wafers. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you have to use a lot of eggs, too. But I was just wondering.
I'm glad you
how
found
you,
it.
Mm-hmm, oh, I found a bunch of them. Anything you want is on YouTube.
Because I found it, I found everything but the vanilla wafer. So I'm glad you found that. And,
yeah,
and
did you go to,
it sounds...
Did you go to YouTube?
No, no. I was looking in... I was looking in these recipes that I have here, but yeah, but I will. But now you found it on YouTube, and it sounds like the right one. It sounds like the one that the women in our family use with the wafer cookie.
I used to have a lot of cookbooks, but when I stopped cooking and I was moving from apartment to apartment, I threw away a ton of cookbooks. But I kept one that I bought when I was an operator in Jackson, and the pioneers would do cookbooks. And I don't know if it was every year or what, but they were called Bell's Best, and they have a gazillion recipes in there. And I forgot all about it, but, yeah, I have that Bell's Best recipe. And I have Aunt Mildred via Miss Fresh Apple Cake recipe, too. But I don't make that thing. I need one of those stand mixers. And I haven't invested in that because I don't think I'm going to be doing enough baking or any kind of cooking to buy one. And I don't have anywhere to put it on my little counter space because I live in a tiny apartment. It's very limited on space.
But soon be moving on up, get a condo townhouse, looking over Big D. I so happen to have the fresh apple cake recipe in my hand. And those of you that are listening, I share what I have. And I'm sure it's the recipe that they shared with one another, almost certain. 3 eggs. 2 cups of sugar sifted, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 cup of chopped pecans, 1.5 cup of salad oil, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of soda, and 3, it's soda.
No, I didn't. My recipe doesn't have soda. It had cinnamon. I think 3 tablespoons of cinnamon.
Okay. And then lastly, of course, the main subject, 3 cups of chopped apples. Mix the eggs, the sugar, and the salad oil. Blend well. Shift the flour, salt, and soda. Add to sugar, mixture. Add chopped apples, pecans, or those of you that say pecans, and vanilla. Bake at 350 for 1 hour. While cake is still hot, pour hot topping over it in the pan and let cool. When completely cooled, remove from pan. Then the topping is 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 stick of margarine, 1/2 a cup of milk. Combine all ingredients and cook for 3 minutes, pour immediately over cake and pan. Oh, my God. I see why you rave about the apple cake. Because, see, when I was a child, I was kind of crazy not to eat some of these good desserts that our mothers cooked. And, oh, my God, that sounds so delicious. But you said, so the soda must be the alternative to your cinnamon. I love cinnamon.
Yeah, I've never heard of putting soda in it, but cinnamon, because that's what gives it that beautiful dark brown color and some extra flavor. And when you said oil, we recommend Crisco oil.
Yeah.
Something friend that said she used Wesson, but I'm like, no, my aunt told me Crisco, and I used Crisco.
Right. We grew up on Crisco. Remember, we grew up on that lard. Right.
No, we grew up on Crisco. We didn't use lard. Now, I tell you what, though, lard is good, very good. But they, you know, started talking about how unhealthy it was. And lard, I don't think, is not nearly as unhealthy as, like, Crisco, Crisco shortening and all the shortenings and all these oils and stuff, because they have so many chemicals in them. Back then, stuff didn't have chemicals. They may have had preservatives, but this stuff now actually has chemicals, artificial chemicals and stuff.
Is right stuff, so people have so much problem with their blood circulation. We don't know what's in our veins. Plastic,
exactly. Yeah.
Excuse me. Now I'm sneezing. Wait a second, cousin London. I'm in my contagious over the airwaves.
Well, you know that witchcraft or whatever.
We rebuke it. No weapon form against us shall prosper. We rebuke that.
Got to fight these demons off. Because you never know when they like you.
Okay, what were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying we need to fight the demons off, because you never know when somebody doesn't like you.
Right.
I'm
grateful for people that let it be known that they don't like me, but at least I know where they stand. I know where those people stand, but the people that you really don't know that don't like you, but they, sheep, what is it, wolves in sheep clothing.
Yeah.
Right. Were you on the call this morning when Prophet was telling the woman about somebody been putting witchcraft on her for 7 years? He was like, made somebody really mad.
Yeah, and so they'd be burning candles and stuff.
Right.
Yes, that.
And when he prayed for me, he prayed on that. He prayed on enemies and stuff and witchcraft. And I had thought about asking him to pray and make sure I'm protected and delivered from any demons and any witchcraft. And when he was praying for me, all of that came up. I'm like, woo, these people know they have something.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pray for the love and light around us to protect and stay. You're pretty high energy, but we have to keep our energy up and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, all faith. I say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I mean, yes. But I'm looking at a carrot cake recipe, and I'm looking at the million dollar cake. I know that was a favorite, and I regret not being taking part of eating that cake. But million dollar cake and carrot cake. So I'll share one of those recipes right quick in the minute that we have.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to hear the carrot cake or the million-dollar cake?
Million-dollar.
Okay, do you remember that? Because I think you used to eat that.
No, I didn't. I don't remember it.
I know it was popular, and then there was a punch called the Sock It To Me Punch. I found a punch, but I'm not sure if it's the Sock It To Me Punch. And I found some holiday cookie recipes, too. Million-dollar cake. 2 sticks of, Cousin Linda, what is, because you all got to remember, some of these recipes are old school terms that, 2 sticks Cleo?
What?
Probably butter. Probably mean 2 sticks of butter. But it's typed Cleo. So it probably intended to be 2 sticks. Yeah.
Cleo, how do you spell that?
It's like C-L-E-O, or it's O-L-E-O.
Oh, that's
probably a mistake.
Oleo. Oleo margarine.
Oleo. Okay, what is Oleo, Cousin Linda?
It's a very, very, very inexpensive margarine.
Okay, that's I thought it was butter.
Okay.
No, it's margarine.
Okay. Oleo. Okay. Some of these recipes old school, you all. Okay, so, I feel like I assumed it was butter or margarine. Oleo, okay. 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 3 cups of sifted plain flour, 12 tablespoons of chocolate mixed with flour, 2 teaspoons of soda. And you know what? Prophet Friday made a batter the other week for his wife. He fried some fish or something. And he said he used soda in his batter. And I shared with him a batter, that batter that I mentioned that I won't have time to share. But I had never heard of cooking. I've heard of people cooking with beer when they barbecue, but I had never heard of soda. So I see soda is popular to cook with.
I thought you meant baking soda. You're talking about salt drink?
I thought baking soda. That's what I thought, baking soda. Okay. But some people do cook with batter he made. He said he put a soda in it. And I asked what type of soda.
Huh? Well, there's a 7-Up cake where you use 7-Up. But the news has come on, cousin. I'm going to have to go.
Oh, and the show is over, too. So thank you, and I'm glad you shared that recipe, and I'm glad we both got a recipe in. But we had to talk about what we had to talk about. So we'll talk on Sunday, and, again, congratulations on your assignment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.